This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And this may come as news to some people, but tomorrow's a gift that you haven't received yet, and I haven't received it. Would you listen to that again? Tomorrow is a gift that you haven't received yet. Notice the presumptuousness that's talked about here. Presumptuousness about what we're going to do, how we're going to make money. And it was beyond planning. It was an arrogance in terms of presuming the future that these people didn't have. And we all can do that. You can do that, and so can I. Let's bring up verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. I used to know a minister who said this phrase, Lord willing, for everything. Well, I'm going to walk to the back of the church, Lord willing. And he overdid it in my mind. I always thought he said it too much. But do you know what I believe about that man in looking back in retrospect? That he believed that. That everything he did, every place he went, every decision he made, it was Lord willing. It was an acknowledgement of something that was going on in his heart. When's the last time you said, openly or privately, Lord willing, we will take that job. Lord willing, we will move here. Lord willing, we will do this. Lord willing, we will advance in the future. Some people have never done that. It's not a magical phrase that we're to use. It's a reflection of what's going on in my spirit and my soul. It's a reflection of an attitude that humbles himself or humbles herself in the presence of the Lord. It's up to him. If it's the Lord's will, we will do this or do that. I don't know what you've planned for your life, but I want to ask you this question. Have your plans come true? Did everything you planned for your son or daughter happen the way you thought it would? Did everything you thought would happen in the life of your grandson or granddaughter, did it go according to what you thought it should go? No. Life does not always go according to the way we plan for this reason. It's not just that things happen in life, and it's not just that good things happen and bad things happen. Get this. It's that God has a plan that we can't overrule with our plan. God has a plan for my life that I can't arbitrarily say, well, I don't care what you want. What matters is what I want. Now, I'm exaggerating to make a point. But don't presume on the future in such a way that it's almost as if we plan as if there is no God. Some people, Christian people, plan as if there is no God. For instance, just because you're healthy now, don't assume that you always will be. If the money's coming in now, don't assume that it always will come in. If things are stable now, don't assume that they always will be. People tend to assume that if things are going well, they always will be that way. If life has taught us anything in this world, is that things do not stay static. And things change in health. Things change in finances. Things change in every area of our life. Things change in relationships. And what is permanent is Christ. I want to bring up a verse of Scripture from Psalms 31:15, I believe. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. This is one of my favorite verses, and particularly the first half. My times are in your hands. Years ago, I wanted to know, what does the word times, T-I-M-E-S, mean? Found out in the original, it can mean two things, which both of them are interesting. The word times can mean my immediate moment, the immediate moment right now, or it can mean the stages of my life. I like both definitions. I like to know that this immediate moment right now is in the hand of the Lord, and so do you. And I need to know that the stages of my life are in the hand of the Lord, and so do you.
Well, be sure and tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of this message about presuming the future. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.